Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So that multi-agency operation is ongoing this morning to remove tents from the Grand Canal Bank at Wilton Terrace. It began at 7:30. Dozens of tents are being taken apart and they're being placed onto a truck. Let's go there now and join Maggie Doyle from the RTE newsroom. So Maggie, what are you witnessing and what's happening there? Okay, Maggie, we'll work on getting Maggie back up from Dublin City Centre. But in the meantime, I'm joined now by Louisa Santoro, who's CEO with Mendicity. Louisa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Are any of the people who you've been helping down on the canal this morning?
Yes, they are. Absolutely. We would have a number of people that are using our service, depending on our service, but have been in tents on the canal of late. And they've been at more than one location, as we know that there's been restrictions on certain points on the canal. So yes, most definitely a number of our service users will be affected.
And have they been told where they're being sent to?
No, they don't have information. And also, we haven't been told that this was happening. Obviously, it starts happening and we wouldn't be advised in advance so that we could probably prepare people a little bit better. So yeah. I think that makes it slightly confusing for someone if they're not advised in advance and they don't know where they're moving to.
Well, we have seen in the past that we've had buses lined up to take people to other locations. Has that happened today?
I'm not sure because we don't have an outreach function, so to speak. So we're hearing this from people that are coming to our service to use our services. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine that, yeah, transport will have to be organised. And we're assuming it's not, you know, further up Wilton Terrace that they're being moved to. So definitely transport will be required.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a repeat of what we have seen. Beginning on the 9th of May, we had the first operation to remove the tents from Mount Street around the iPass Centre. Then there was another operation and now we have this one today. I mean...
And it's become increasingly adversarial. Each time this happens, I mean, it is, you know, it's fairly confronting for both the services that are involved in the operation and those that are in a tent. People are in a tent on the canal not because they've opted out of an alternative offer. It's because they don't have an alternative offer. There's no offer of basic shelter. What we have to look at as well, we keep speaking and I hear politicians speaking about multi-agency approach. Actually, what we need is a cross-departmental approach. We need a multi-departmental approach because the Department of Housing, through the Dublin Region Homeless Executive, funds emergency accommodation. This is a multi-million euro industry around emergency accommodation, providing for people who are homeless. Now, I don't know how much more homeless you could get than 100 tents on the canal.
Let's go to Maggie Doyle, who's back with us from the RTE newsroom and who is down there near Wilton Terrace this morning. Maggie, what's happening?
Yeah, Claire, this operation, as you probably know, started about 7:30 this morning. So, you know, that's a couple of hours on now. And there are dozens of men waiting, watching their tents being taken away. Many of them haven't been told anything about where to go. There's a lot of volunteers here moving around, chatting to the men, asking them what have they got, looking at their phones, if they have phones with them, to see if they've been receiving emails to help them out. One young man who I spoke to, a 21-year-old, he said he was from Palestine. He's been here for 3 weeks. He said he didn't know where to go or what to do. I asked him, did he get an email? He pulled out his phone. His phone is broken. It doesn't work, so he wouldn't be able to access the email. The tents are still being pulled away and put onto a truck, and the volunteers here are also wrapping up the blue tarpaulin. So they're obviously trying to save that, to keep the tarpaulin. But the tents that have been pulled away and put onto a truck, they're well beyond use now.
And Maggie, are there coaches there to take these people elsewhere?
So far, no, I haven't seen coaches. What has pulled up in the last few minutes is a very large truck that is packed. I can see they're just opening up the side of that truck and it's full of those very large barricades that have been put along the other side of Grand Canal, towards the other side of Baggot Street, and presumably now the plan is that they are now going to be put on this side of the canal to stop any further encampments springing up.
All right, we'll keep in touch with Maggie Doyle over the course of the morning.